For late June, the weather doesn't get much better than this. It's a fine weather Friday across eastern New York and western New England. The sky is mainly sunny. Our temperatures are pleasant, but not that hot, and our humidity levels are quite low. In fact, our dew point temperatures this afternoon are running in the 40s and low 50s, which is very dry for this time of year. Now, as we head into the weekend, we'll start to see the heat build a little bit more, and also the humidity will creep up just a bit. So as we move through the weekend, it'll start to feel more and more like summer. And by Sunday, we have the chance that we will touch the 90-degree mark in some spots. So a fairly hot weekend, especially Sunday. And then we see a cold front come on Monday. That'll bring us the chance for some thunderstorms. But for now, things are quiet with high pressure in control. It's a little bit cloudier to our south. There's even a few showers through portions of the Mid-Atlantic this afternoon. But for us, things will stay dry moving into tonight. We are mainly clear, and we'll see some areas of fog, especially in our valleys. Temperatures overnight will fall back into the 50s, so it'll be another comfortable night for sleeping across our area. Some upper 40s are possible in the higher elevations. And moving into the day tomorrow, that high-pressure area remains in control. The high will be centered basically over western New York as we head into the day on Saturday. So we're looking for sunshine. And as that high drifts a little bit to the southeast during the day tomorrow, we'll start to see some warmer air begin to come in. So temperatures tomorrow will bounce back up into the 80s, though some of the higher spots may hold in the upper 70s. The humidity levels will remain quite low through the day. Then on Sunday, that high-pressure area will drift a little bit farther east, and that will allow for some warmer air to come into the area. So on Sunday, temperatures will climb well up into the 80s. A few spots may touch 90 degrees. And we'll start to see those dew point temperatures creep up as well. So it starts to turn a little bit humid on Sunday, but not oppressive. And even on Monday, with an approaching cold front, it won't be oppressive, but it will be a bit muggy with that chance for showers and storms. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the lower to mid 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the lower to mid 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the lower to mid 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, hot, and a bit more humid, high 85 to 90, and on Monday, partly sunny with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.